pass. You hear all the shit there. I just started the audio. See? So they didn't hear that part. I can recreate it. First, let me send off this little... So I'm going to Carmen Parica's retirement party tomorrow night. Yeah, baby. I'm very, very happy to be going to it. I was very sad that I missed my good buddy DJ Olander's, Don Olander, who I follow on Twitter. Give him a follow. Give the big man a follow. Thank you. Well, that was very disturbing. Very disturbing indeed. My name is Dr. William Brainerd. This is the disturbing music that is being played in our homes and across all of our... My name is Dr. William Brainerd. This disturbs me. Welcome to This Disturbs Me with Dr. William Brainerd. As a doctor, it's my job to insulate you from those things which can... have we got another Dr. William Brainerd? Now, let's just say we took all of the fucking metal. This disturbs me. There's no question that nothing has changed since the bad old days of demonic rock, the so-called satanic panic of the late 1980s and early 1990s. Yes, three young people were thrown into prison for a crime they didn't commit. But sometimes there is a price to be paid, albeit painful. I'm not the one that had to be thrown into prison. And that was brought up to me by William Wexford, the author of Injustice to Children, who said to me, Dr. Brainerd, wouldn't you like to be thrown in prison then, by mistake, if it meant that there would be less satanic influence on our campuses? And I said, no, of course I wouldn't. What are you getting at? How unfair of you to say. The scum that makes the music that these people make, let me just show you. So we did this, like, and I wish I could find the, this is Dr. William Brainerd, and I find this thoroughly disturbing. Dr. William Brainerd's I'm Disturbed.
Give a fuck about my bad reputation!
Listen to the lyrics of this song and understand that this music is being heard by young people. I'm disturbed. That would be cool. This is Dr. William Brainerd, and welcome to I'm Disturbed by This. How can anyone allow a young person to listen to this?
I don't give a fuck about my bad reputation.
I want to hit him. I want to challenge him to a fist fight. That's how much you'll give a fuck, you little dirty.
Fuck about opinions. Don't pay the bills. I'm just keeping it real. When you're out on the town, I hope you're thinking of me. Sipping liquor at the...
You can hear the nonsensical gibberish of a man-child, an individual who perhaps is in his early 20s, but he hasn't progressed emotionally or mentally, intellectually, shall we say, much past the age of 6. You can hear him saying, I don't give an F, using all the dirty words that he knows will upset individuals like me. I'm already on a very short leash because I'm insulted and offended by how out of control my own daughter of 16 has become. She left home last year. She now lives out of a car with, I understand, a movie producer, someone out on the West Coast, you got it, no doubt about it, a pig, a vile pig. Dr. William Brainerd's, I'm disturbed by this. We can try it, man. What do you think? Is it worth a try? This is Dr. William Brainerd. Welcome to I'm Disturbed by This. Welcome. I'm Disturbed by This. This kind of music made by these young punks who think that they can have their way not only with your daughter, but with your wife, placing their hands anywhere they want, getting fresh and familiar, even as you try to qualify them for a position in your college prep academy. Young people brought to me, like these young men, sit down with their hair in their face, wearing the requisite tie, and, of course, the knee shorts and high socks that we require at William Brainerd Boys Academy. At our preparatory academy, boys and only boys are allowed. Is it gay? No, it's not. Let me just get that out of the way. goddamn fucking hot as fuck. Motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about your bad behavior. All right, well, so the thing to do is to qualify the music. That's one there. Hate me. Proving Ground. Anything by Attila is always fucking great. It's just... Oh, play some music, for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. Play some music. What in the name of Christ, of Jesus Christ, is that? I feel that Christ died on the cross to prevent that kind of animal from raising its head out of the sty that it belongs in.
Hear you say.
I can tell all of you heavy metal bands I'm not afraid of you. My name is William Brainerd. I'm a father. I'm a deacon at the local church. Fuck you guys. Perfect. What about this one? Here's The Wake from August Burns Red. Some of the shit just... Here's Beaten and Lit. Now this is... You dirty, filthy brat, punk motherfuckers. It all began in the late 1960s and early 70s. A group known as the Black Sabbath came out of England. They came from England, and they had one thought in mind: corrupting and darkening the souls of American youth. England, a country that apparently had lost its guts after World War II and sank into a morass of drink. Desolate, unproductive, its factories falling in disrepair, till suddenly there was nothing left but the local pub and these drunken, long-haired garage louts passing for rock and roll musicians. One such man, Ozzy Osbourne, as heard here. I can't stand it. I can't stand it, and I hate his guts. Ozzy Osbourne, I'm told, now lives in an exclusive enclave of Beverly Hills, California. Well, doesn't that make sense? Ha 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 ha. You see, oh wait, this is perfect, man. This band, Chelsea Grin, is straight from hell. Straight from the spawn of hell. The spawn of Lucifer. I would take a flamethrower and a pitchfork to every member of this band. Oh, God. Yes, you're playing with fire, Chelsea Grin. You're playing with fire when you play with William Brainerd. William Brainerd. When you play with William Brainerd. Let me see. William Brainerd. It's time for Dr. William. I'm Dr. William Brainerd, and I am very disturbed. I'm disturbed by the music that you're going to hear over the next hour. I'm disturbed by this. Dr. William Brainerd can show you how to burn the devil clean out of your kid. Many years ago, our society was alerted to something called satanic influence in music. We had taken to task such bands as Judas Priest and others in an effort to save our young people from blowing their faces off. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm Dr. William Brainerd. Tonight on I'm Disturbed by This. Let me see here. Okay, let's see. What? Okay. Feeling all right? Whoa, yeah. Yeah. I'm Dr. William Brainerd. This is welcome to I'm Very Disturbed. I'm disturbed by this. Feeling all right? Yeah. More from Chelsea Grin. God, I hate these guys. I heard Chelsea Grin interviewed. Smart asses. They think they know everything. They think they're big stars. I could have slapped their faces. I'd slap their face so hard, it would sting for... Listen, if a son of mine came through the door sounding like this, I would get a shotgun and blow the head clean off. I would have to assume the demon informed his every being. I would have to assume that he would soon be crawling along the ceiling. Have you seen that happen? Fuck! All right, let me see here, man. Proficient guitar playing. All of this adds up to one thing: luring your daughter into bed. Perfect. Perfect. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong?
There seems to be a, I've fought these people for years, William. I've fought them for years. There's nothing that can be said.
And what do you think we ought to do?
There's nothing more that we could do. I've tried and tried so much. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Hey, what is up with this motherfucker? Testing, 1, 2, 3, Testing, 1, 2. What is this? Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Why do I got to go all the way up on that? Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. I've fought these people for... I'll tell you, Bill, I've fought these people tooth and nail. I've fought them in every sewer. I've fought them in every shooting gallery. I've fought them in every drugstore, every dime store, dirty doo-doo, every doo-doo-filled place. It's a horrible, horrible thing, Bill.
Well, I want to thank... With me today is Reverend Couch Larchin. Reverend, you have... My name is William Brainerd, and I'm disturbed by this. The Reverend Couch Larson is going to join me here. The Reverend Couch Larchin is going to join me. Couch, tell us, if you wouldn't mind...
I just want to make one comment, if I could, Bill. Please refer to me as Reverend, and I don't say that...
Yeah, that was my mistake.
No, that's all right, but I don't say that... I want people to understand. I want people so very much to understand what I'm about, what I'm all about, you know. What am I about? Let me tell you what, motherfucker. Let me tell you what I'm about. I'm about...
All right, good. Let me see what else we got, man. Fuck it. This is the absolute end. This is the bitter end of this shit that I'm listening to. My name is William Brainerd.
Hey, dude, if I want to have... I got to have this shit, man. Nigga, I can't... Don't make me cut this shit off, man. You dig what I'm putting down?
Yes, this is Dr. William Brainerd. Okay, then we'll turn that down there. No, this. Yes, this is Dr. William... I don't fucking know. I'm trying to do this shit the very best I know how. All right, this is Dr. William Brainerd. Hello, this is William Brainerd. He's not a doctor. Hello. This is Jackson. Hello, this is... Hi, my name's John Brainerd. My name is my name's Kevin Brainerd. And I'm disturbed. Let's see, it's a good name. My name is Robert Brainerd. And I'm disturbed by this. This is particularly disturbing... Since the lead singer of this group, so-called, is a female. Marissa Brink, I believe, is her name. The act she puts on is one of allurement, one of sexual provocation, and one who has a history, such as myself. I was arrested, and I was convicted for pedophilia and sex with a minor female. I know what I'm talking about.
Excuse me, can you tell me what you...
You hear that little girl thing she's doing there? That's designed to get men like me to sin again, to crawl. I hate it. I hate it, and yet I know I must fight the hatred within me. Oh, man. Where do I go? Where do I turn?
I'm a virgin and my mother is wife. Her, I don't belong in this...
Dirty fucking slut. Dirty fucking slut. She made me do that. This is very demonic. This is a group called King 810. I haven't even looked up what that could possibly mean in the Bible, because I know it's probably blasphemy. This is the kind of music that would prompt one of our young people to lay in bed all day and be depressed. And then when his mother knocks on the door and says, what's wrong? Listen.
Like this.
If I had a son like this, I'd go in and grab him and lift him out of the bed and say, get up! Don't you make your mother out, stand outside and get your ass, mow a lawn. And he'll be going like this. He'll be saying this. He'll be looking at you, and he'll be with the weepy-looking mascara that the kids wear.
Sleep it all away.
This is a group called Korn. Korn is something that one oftentimes sees in one's own fecal matter. And that's the inside joke that all teenagers, young people, and the band Korn itself and its allies in the metal world, that's the joke they share.
Something lost and never seen.
Listen to this punk crying about his life.
Start to believe something's raped and taken from me, from me.
This is a band called The Last 10 Seconds of Life. Who do they think they're talking to? I'm a father. I do not have custody of my daughter for reasons that I will go into at some point. I am not allowed within 100 yards of my daughter. Why? Because she and her friends led me into a life of ruin and sin. They were seduced by this crying, complaining, weak man that you hear here. Most likely a heroin addict. Most likely a heroin addict.
She wrote, "There's no turning back now. A thinking man is never a slave. Fire and crimson will be held over your head. Refuse to fall to your knees like the rest."
The deepest solace lies in understanding.
Here you hear the British accent of a heavy metal artist, someone who has just strolled out into the day wearing skin-tight black jeans, seducing your young people into a thought process not unlike, you know, they want to go off and live with hobbits. Fuck it! Listen to this filth. This is Ozzy Osbourne, almost like the adult that waves to your young people, "Come on into the house here. Your parents won't find you or bother you. I have beer and pills and things on television and in my video collection that would make your mother and father literally expel their own intestines during a bowel movement. God, I hate it." I'm William Brainerd. I'm disturbed by this. All right, man. That's now we're, you know, we're rocking and rolling now. Okay. What's going on here? Okay.
But that's how it goes.
Millions of people and everything's good. Crazy.
Have this one.
What y'all think of that Slipknot album anyway, huh? What y'all think of that album, man? It's all right, you know. Air is a group called Suicide Silence. Could anything speak more loudly than Suicide Silence and what they want out of your kid? I'm William Brainerd. I spent time in a maximum security prison for child inappropriate sex with an underage female. I won't get into the specifics of it, but I can tell you I know what this kind of music can do. I know where it will lead you. I'm a father of a daughter that I am not allowed within 100 yards of, and my own son is now in residence at a maximum security federal prison. So as you can see, this music that you're about to hear, this lifestyle that we're about to talk about has led my family, has made, oh man, is something I know something about.
Crazy, because that's what it do. Millions of people, and it does stuff to you.
My name is Jack Brainerd. My name, hello. I'm Jack Brainerd, and this is I'm Disturbed by This. I'm Jack Brainerd, and I'm disturbed by this, and you should be too. Yes, it was many years ago, perhaps almost 30, that the Satanic Panic, as they called it then, overtook America. Three young people were put into prison for a crime apparently they did not commit. I am not exactly one who would subscribe. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. Subscribe. Who are these guys that are on TV right now? It's a black and white. It's Clark Gable. He's wearing the thin mustache. The other guy with him also has a thin mustache. They're smoking cigarettes. They're drinking booze. God, does it look like a great world to live in. It is black and white, but my understanding is that's just the film. The people themselves were wearing color clothing and everybody. Yeah, okay, thanks. Fuck. Take it easy, man. Take it fucking easy. All right, get ready. Get ready, man. I don't know how long this show's going to be today, but...
Crazy, because that's how it goes. Millions of people, Bennett blows.
Hello, William Brainerd is on the air.
Oh.
From the headquarters of... From the disturbance, from Jack Brainerd's disturbance headquarters in Ogallala, Nebraska. From Jack Brainerd's disturbance headquarters in Omaha, Jack Brainerd. Hello, I am Jack Brainerd, and this is The Disturbance, and I'm disturbed by this, and I'm very disturbed by what I hear. Let me see here. Wait a minute, man. Okay. All right, ready?
Well, I know you're ready. I'm just wondering if everybody else is.
I like some of the pictures. Just gonna make a point here, man. Alex, all right. I know I spent an awful lot of time here. I just want to mention that we are going to be doing a second podcast for Podcast One, and this is going to be doing a roundtable of comics, and I think it's gonna be very, very good. And just be looking for that. All right, here we go.